I will reject Jerusalem, even though I chose it to be mine, and I will abandon this temple built to honor me. Josiah dies in battle. Everything else Josiah did while he was king is written in the History of the Kings of Judah. During Josiah's rule, King Necho of Egypt led his army north to the Euphrates River to help the king of Assyria. Josiah led his troops north to fight Necho, but when they met in battle at Megiddo, Josiah was killed. A few of Josiah's servants put his body in a chariot and took it back to Jerusalem, where they buried it in his own tomb. Then the people of Judah found his son, Jehoahaz, and poured olive oil on his head to show that he was their new king. King Jehoahaz of Judah. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king of Judah, and he ruled from Jerusalem only 3 months. His mother, Hamutal, was the daughter of Jeremiah from Libna. Jehoahaz disobeyed the Lord, just as some of his ancestors had done. King Necho of Egypt had Jehoahaz arrested and put in prison at Riblah near Hamath. Then he forced the people of Judah to pay him almost 4 tons of silver and about 75 pounds of gold as taxes. Necho appointed Josiah's son Eliakim king of Judah and changed his name to Jehoiakim. He took Jehoahaz as a prisoner to Egypt, where he died. Jehoiakim forced the people of Judah to pay higher taxes so he could give Necho the silver and gold he demanded. King Jehoiakim of Judah. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he was appointed king, and he ruled 11 years from Jerusalem. His mother, Zebidah, was the daughter of Pedaiah from Rumah. Jehoiakim disobeyed the Lord by following the example of his ancestors. Chapter 24. During Jehoiakim's rule, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonia invaded and took control of Judah. Jehoiakim obeyed Nebuchadnezzar for 3 years, but then he rebelled. At that time, the Lord started sending troops to rob and destroy towns in Judah. Some of these troops were from Babylonia, and others were from Syria, Moab, and Ammon. The Lord had sent his servants, the prophets, to warn Judah about this, and now he was making it happen. The country of Judah was going to be wiped out because Manasseh had sinned and caused many innocent people to die. The Lord would not forgive this. Everything else Jehoiakim did while he was king is written in the History of the Kings of Judah. Jehoiakim died, and his son Jehoiakim became king. King Nebuchadnezzar defeated King Necho of Egypt and took control of his land from the Egyptian gorge all the way north to the Euphrates River, so Necho never invaded Judah again. King Jehoiakim of Judah is taken to Babylon. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he became king of Judah, and he ruled only 3 months from Jerusalem. His mother, Nehushta, was the daughter of Elnathan from Jerusalem. Jehoiakim disobeyed the Lord, just as his father Jehoiakim had done. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonia sent troops to attack Jerusalem soon after Jehoiakim became king. During the attack, Nebuchadnezzar himself arrived at the city. Jehoiakim immediately surrendered, together with his mother and his servants, as well as his army officers and officials. Then Nebuchadnezzar had Jehoiakim arrested. These things took place in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's rule in Babylonia. The Lord had warned that someday the treasures would be taken from the royal palace and from the temple, including the gold objects that Solomon had made for the temple. And that's exactly what Nebuchadnezzar ordered his soldiers to do. He also led away as prisoners the Jerusalem officials, the military leaders, and the skilled workers, 10,000 in all. Only the very poorest people were left in Judah. Nebuchadnezzar took Jehoiakim to Babylon, along with his mother, his wives, his officials, and the most important leaders of Judah. He also led away 7,000 soldiers, 1,000 skilled workers, and anyone who would be useful in battle. Then Nebuchadnezzar appointed Jehoiakim's uncle Mattaniah king of Judah, and changed his name to Zedekiah. King Zedekiah of Judah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he was appointed king of Judah, and he ruled from Jerusalem for 11 years. His mother, Hamutal, was the daughter of Jeremiah from Libna. Zedekiah disobeyed the Lord, just as Jehoiakim had done. It was Zedekiah who finally rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. The people of Judah and Jerusalem had made the Lord so angry that he finally turned his back on them. That's why these horrible things were happening. Jerusalem is captured and destroyed. Chapter 25. In Zedekiah's 9th year as king, on the 10th day of the 10th month, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonia led his entire army to attack Jerusalem. The troops set up camp outside the city and built ramps up to the city walls. After a year and a half, all the food in Jerusalem was gone. Then on the 9th day of the 4th month, the Babylonian troops broke through the city wall. That same night, Zedekiah and his soldiers tried to escape through the gate near the royal garden, even though they knew the enemy had the city surrounded. They headed toward the desert, but the Babylonian troops caught up with them near Jericho. They arrested Zedekiah, but his soldiers scattered in every direction. Zedekiah was taken to Riblah, where Nebuchadnezzar put him on trial and found him guilty. Zedekiah's sons were killed right in front of him. His eyes were then poked out, and he was put in chains and dragged off to Babylon. About a month later, in Nebuchadnezzar's 19th year as king, Nebuzaradan, who was his official in charge of the guards, arrived in Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan burned down the Lord's temple, the king's palace, and every important building in the city, as well as all the houses. Then he ordered the Babylonian soldiers to break down the walls around Jerusalem. He led away as prisoners the people left in the city, including those who had become loyal to Nebuchadnezzar. Only some of the poorest people were left behind to work the vineyards and the fields. The Babylonian soldiers took the 2 bronze columns that stood in front of the temple, the 10 movable bronze stands, and the large bronze bowl called the sea. They broke them into pieces so they could take the bronze to Babylonia. They carried off the bronze things used for worship at the temple, including the pans for hot ashes and the shovels, snuffers, and also the dishes for incense, as well as the fire pans and the sprinkling bowls. Nebuzaradan ordered his soldiers to take everything made of gold or silver. The pile of bronze from the columns, the stands, and the large bowl that Solomon had made for the temple was too large to be weighed. Each column had been 27 feet tall, with a bronze cap 4.5 feet high. These caps were decorated with bronze designs, some of them like chains and others like pomegranates. Next, Nebuzaradan arrested Seraiah, the chief priest, Zephaniah, his assistant, and 3 temple officials. Then he arrested one of the army commanders, the king's 5 personal advisors, and the officer in charge of gathering the troops for battle. He also found 60 more soldiers who were still in Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan led them all to Riblah near Hamath, where Nebuchadnezzar had them killed. The people of Judah no longer lived in their own country. Gedaliah is made ruler of the people left in Judah. King Nebuchadnezzar appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, to rule the few people still living in Judah. When the army officers and troops heard that Gedaliah was their ruler, the officers met with him at Mizpah. These men were Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, Johanan, son of Kareah, Seraiah, son of Tanhumeth from Netophah, and Jaazaniah from Maacah. Gedaliah said to them, Everything will be fine, I promise. We don't need to be afraid of the Babylonian rulers if we live here peacefully and do what Nebuchadnezzar says. Ishmael was from the royal family, and about 2 months after Gedaliah began his rule, Ishmael and 10 other men went to Mizpah. They killed Gedaliah and his officials, including those from Judah and those from Babylonia. After that, the army officers and all the people in Mizpah, whether important or not, were afraid of what the Babylonians might do. So they left Judah and went to Egypt. Jehoiakim is set free. Jehoiakim was a prisoner in Babylon for 37 years. Then Evil-Merodach became king of Babylonia, and in the first year of his rule, on the 27th day of the 12th month, he let Jehoiakim out of prison. Evil-Merodach was kind to Jehoiakim and honored him more than any of the other kings held prisoner there. Jehoiakim was even allowed to wear regular clothes, and he ate at the king's table every day. As long as Jehoiakim lived, he was paid a daily allowance to buy whatever he needed.
This ends 2 Kings. You have been listening to The Holy Bible, The Historical Books of the Old Testament, Part 3. Narrated by Robert O'Keefe and Christina Moore. The Historical Books of the Old Testament, Part 4. Chronicles. Narrated by Norman Dietz and Nelson Runger. And now, 1 Chronicles.
1 Chronicles. About this book. 1 Chronicles is the first half of a single book that was divided into two parts, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, because together they were too long to fit on one scroll. These two books retell the history of Israel from a slightly different viewpoint than that of Samuel and Kings, although many of the same stories are repeated. King David is the most important person in the book of 1 Chronicles. He is the one who made Jerusalem the center for the worship of the Lord God, and who made sure the Lord was worshipped in the proper way. David is also honored as the founder of the temple, even though it was his son Solomon who actually built it. Much of 1 Chronicles is made up of lists that trace the descendants of Adam to the time of King Saul. After reporting how Saul died, the rest of the book focuses on King David, and these chapters can be divided into four parts. The first part tells how David became king and made Jerusalem his capital city. This part also includes information about David's warriors and military officers. The second part describes how David moved the sacred chest to its new home in Jerusalem. The third part includes events during his rule, and the final part describes his preparations for building the Lord's temple, and his instructions to his son Solomon about the proper worship of the Lord.
The Descendants of Adam. Chapter 1. Adam was the father of Seth, and his descendants were Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah, who had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth was the father of Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. And they were the ancestors of the kingdoms named after them. Gomer was the ancestor of Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. Javan was the ancestor of Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. Ham was the father of Ethiopia, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. and they were the ancestors of the kingdoms named after them. Ethiopia was the ancestor of Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raamah, and Sabtica. Raamah was the ancestor of Sheba and Dedan. Ethiopia was also the father of Nimrod, the world's first mighty warrior. Egypt was the ancestor of Ludim, Anamim, Lahabim, Naphtuhim, Pethrusim, Casluhim, and Kaphtorim, the ancestor of the Philistines. Canaan's oldest son was Sidon. His other son was Heth. Canaan was also the ancestor of the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Shem was the ancestor of Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. They were the ancestors of the kingdoms named after them. Arpachshad was Shelah's father and Eber's grandfather. Eber named his first son Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided into tribal regions. Eber's second son was Joktan, the ancestor of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazar-Maveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. Shem's descendants included Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, and Abram, later renamed Abraham. Abraham's family. Abraham was the father of Isaac and Ishmael. Ishmael had 12 sons, who were born in the following order: Nebaioth, Keter, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. Abraham and his slave woman, Keturah, had 6 sons: Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan was the father of Sheba and Dedan. Midian was the father of Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldaya. Esau's family. Abraham's son Isaac was the father of Esau and Jacob. Esau was the father of Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. Eliphaz was the father of Teman, Omer, Zephi, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. Reuel was the father of Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The first Edomites and their kings. Seir was the father of Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Ana, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. Lotan was the father of Hori and Homam. Lotan's sister was Timnah. Shobal was the father of Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shephi, and Onam. Zibeon was the father of Aiah and Ana. Ana was the father of Dishon and the grandfather of Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. Ezer was the father of Bilhan, Zaavan, and Jaakan. Dishan was the father of Uz and Aaron. Before kings ruled in Israel, Bela, son of Beor, ruled the country of Edom from its capital of Dinhabah. After Bela's death, Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozra, became king. After Jobab's death, Husham from the land of Teman became king. After Husham's death, Hadad, son of Bedad, became king and ruled from Avith. Earlier, Bedad had defeated the Midianites in the territory of Moab. After Hadad's death, Samla from Masrekah became king. After Samla's death, Sheol from the town of Rehoboth on the Euphrates River became king. And after Sheol's death, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, became king. After Baal-Hanan's death, Hadad ruled from Pai. His wife was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred and granddaughter of Mezahab. The Edomite clans were Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Ohalabama, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. The Descendants of Judah. Chapter 2. Jacob was the father of 12 sons: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Judah and his Canaanite wife, Bathshua, had 3 sons: Onan, and Shelah. But the Lord had put to death, because he disobeyed and did what the Lord hated. Judah and his daughter-in-law, Tamar, also had 2 sons, Perez and Zerah. Perez was the father of Hezron and Hamul. Zerah was the father of Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Darda. Achan, who was a descendant of Zerah and the son of Carmi, caused trouble for Israel because he kept for himself things that belonged only to the Lord. Ethan's son was Azariah. The ancestors of King David. Hezron was the father of Jeramiel, Ram, and Caleb. Ram was the father of Amminadab and the grandfather of Nahshon, a tribal leader of Judah. Nahshon's descendants included Salma, Boaz, Obed, and Jesse. Jesse had 7 sons who were born in the following order: Eliab, Abinadab, Shimeah, Nathanael, Radai, Ozem, and David. Jesse also had 2 daughters, Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah was the mother of Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail's husband was Jether, who was a descendant of Ishmael, and their son was Amasa. The descendants of Hezron. Hezron's son, Caleb, married Azubah, and their daughter was Jerioth, the mother of Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. After the death of Azubah, Caleb married Ephrath. Their son Hur was the father of Uri and the grandfather of Bezalel. When Hezron was 60 years old, he married the daughter of Maker, who settled the region of Gilead. Their son Segub was the father of Jair, who ruled 23 villages in the region of Gilead. Sometime later, the nations of Geshur and Aram captured 60 towns in that region, including the villages that belonged to Jair, as well as the town of Kenath and the nearby villages. Everyone from the region of Gilead was a descendant of Maker. After the death of Hezron, Caleb married Ephrath, his father's wife. Their son was Asher, who later settled the town of Tekoa. The descendants of Jeramiel. Jeramiel, Hezron's oldest son, was the father of Ram, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel had a second wife, Atarah, who gave birth to Onam. Ram was the father of Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. Onam was the father of Shammai and Jada. Shammai was the father of Nadab and Abishur. Abishur married Abihail, and their two sons were Aban and Molid. Nadab was the father of Seled and Apaim. Seled had no children. Apaim's son was Ishai, the father of Shishan and the grandfather of Ali. Jada was the father of Jether and Jonathan. Jether had no children, but Jonathan had two sons, Peleth and Zaza. Shishan had no sons, and so he let one of his daughters marry Jarha, his Egyptian slave. Their son was Attai, the father of Nathan and the grandfather of Zabad. Zabad's descendants included Ephlal, Obed, Jehu, Azariah, Helez, Eliasa, Sismai, Shalom, Jechamiah, and Elishama. The descendants of Caleb. Caleb, Jeramiel's brother, had the following descendants: Misha, Ziph, Marisha, Hebron, and Hebron's four sons, Korah, Tapua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema was the father of Raham and the grandfather of Jorkeam. Rechem was the father of Shammai, the grandfather of Maon, and the great-grandfather of Bethzur. Ephah was one of Caleb's wives, and their sons were Haran, Moza, and Gazez. Haran named his son after his brother Gazez. Ephah was the daughter of Jahdai, who was also the father of Regem, Jotham, Geshan, Pelet, and Shaaph. Maacah was another of Caleb's wives, and their sons were Sheber and Tirhanah. Later they had two more sons, Shaaph, the father of Madmanah, and Sheva, the father of Machbena and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksah. All of these were Caleb's descendants. Hur, the oldest son of Caleb and Ephrath, had three sons, Shobal, Salma, and Haref, who settled the town of Beth-Gader. Shobal, who settled the town of Kiriath-Jearim, was the ancestor of Haroeh, half of the Menuhoth clan, and the clans that lived near Kiriath-Jearim. They were the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. The Zorathites and the Eshtaolites were descendants of the Mishraites. Salma settled the town of Bethlehem, and was the ancestor of the Netophathites, the people of Atroth-Beth-Joab, half of the Manahathite clan, and the Zorites. Salma was also the ancestor of the clans in Jabez that kept the court and government records. They were the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These clans were the descendants of Hamath the Kenite, who was also the ancestor of the Rechabites.
The Descendants of King David. Chapter 3. King David ruled from Hebron for 7 years and 6 months, and during that time he had 6 sons who were born in the following order: Amnon, Daniel, Absalom, Adonijah, Shephatiah, and Ithream. Ahinoam from Jezreel was the mother of Amnon. Abigail from Carmel was the mother of Daniel. Maacah, daughter of King Talmai of Geshur, was the mother of Absalom. Haggith was the mother of Adonijah. Abital was the mother of Shephatiah, and Eglah was the mother of Ithream. David then ruled from Jerusalem for 33 years, and during that time he had 13 more sons. His wife Bathsheba, daughter of Amiel, gave birth to Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. David's other sons included Ibhar, Elishua, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. David's other wives also gave birth to sons. Tamar was his daughter. The Descendants of King Solomon. Solomon's descendants included the following kings: Rehoboam, Abijah, Asa, Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, Ahaziah, Joash, Amaziah, Azariah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, Manasseh, Amon, and Josiah, and his 4 sons, Johanan, Jehoiakim, Zedekiah, and Jehoahaz. Jehoiakim was the father of Jehoiakim and Zedekiah. Jehoiakim, who was taken to Babylon as a prisoner, had 7 sons. Shealtiel, Malchiram, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hashemah, and Nedabiah. Pedaiah had two sons, Zerubbabel and Shimei. Zerubbabel was the father of Meshullam, Hananiah, and Shelomith, their sister. He also had five other sons, Hashubah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushab-Hesed. Hananiah's descendants were Pelatiah, Jesheah, Rephaiah, Arnan, Obadiah, and Shechaniah, the father of Shemaiah and the grandfather of Hadash-Igel, Beriah, Neariah, and Shaphat. Neariah was the father of Eliah-Enai, Hizkiah, and Azrakam. Eliah-Enai was the father of Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peleah, Akab, Johanan, Deleah, and Anani. The Descendants of Judah. Chapter 4. Judah was the father of five sons, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Shobal was the father of Reaiah, the grandfather of Jahath, and the great-grandfather of Ahumai, and Lahad. These men all belonged to the Zorathite clan. Hur was the oldest son of Caleb and Ephrath. Some of his descendants settled the town of Bethlehem. Hur's other descendants included Etam, Penuel, and Ezer. Etam's sons were Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And his daughter was Hazzeloponi. Penuel settled the town of Gedor, and Ezer settled the town of Husha. Asher, who settled the town of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Naara. Asher and Naara were the parents of Ahuzam, Hefer, Temani, and Haahashtari. Asher and Hela were the parents of Zereth, Izhar, and Ethnan. Kaz, the father of Anab and Zobiba, was also the ancestor of the clans of Aharhel, the son of Haram. Jabez was a man who got his name because of the pain he caused his mother during birth, but he was still the most respected son in his family. One day he prayed to Israel's God, "Please bless me and give me a lot of land. Be with me so I will be safe from harm." And God did just what Jabez had asked. Caleb was the brother of Shuha and the father of Meher. Later, Meher had a son, Eshtan, whose three sons were Bethrepha, Pasea, and Tehinna. It was Tehinna who settled the town of Nahash. These men and their families lived in the town of Rekah. Kenaz was the father of Othniel and Zeraiah. Othniel had two sons, Hathath and Meonathai, who was the father of Ophrah. Zeraiah was the father of Joab, who settled a place called Valley of Crafts, because the people who lived there were experts in making things. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, had three sons, Iru, Elah, and Naam. Elah was the father of Kenaz. Jehalalel was the father of Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Asarel. Ezra was the father of Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. Mered was married to Bethiah, the daughter of the king of Egypt. They had a daughter named Miriam, and two sons, Shammai and Ishba. It was Ishba who settled the town of Eshtemoa. Mered was also married to a woman from the tribe of Judah, and their sons were Jered, Heber, and Jekuthiel. Jered settled the town of Gedor. Heber settled the town of Soko, and Jekuthiel settled the town of Zanoa. A man named Hodiah was married to the sister of Naham. Hodiah's descendants included Keilah, of the Garmite clan, and Eshtemoah, of the Maacathite clan. Shimon was the father of Amnon, Rinnah, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. Ishi was the father of Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. Judah also had a son named Shelah, whose descendants included Jochim and the people of the town of Kazubah, as well as Ur, who settled the town of Leka, and Leada, who settled the town of Marisha. The people who lived in Beth Ashbia were also descendants of Shelah, and they were experts in weaving cloth. Shelah was the ancestor of Joash and Seraph, two men who married Moabite women and then settled near Bethlehem. But these family records are very old. The members of these clans were the potters who lived in the towns of Netaim and Gedira and worked for the king. The descendants of Simeon. Simeon had five sons, Nemuel, Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, and Sheol. The descendants of Sheol included his son Shalem, his grandson Mibsam, and his great-grandson Mishma. The descendants of Mishma included his son Hamuel, his grandson Zachar, and his great-grandson Shimei. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have as many children, so the Simeon tribe was smaller than the Judah tribe. Before David became king, the people of the Simeon tribe lived in the following towns: Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bilha, Ezem, Tolad, Bethuel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth-Markaboth, Hazar-Susim, Beth-Beri, and Shearim. They also lived in the five villages of Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashen, as well as in the nearby villages as far as the town of Baal. These are the places where Simeon's descendants had settled, according to their own family records. As their families and clans became larger, the people of Simeon had the following leaders: Meshobab, Jamlech, Josha, son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu, Elioenai, Jacoba, Jeshaheah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, and Ziza. When the people needed more pasture land for their flocks and herds, they looked as far as the eastern side of the valley where the town of Gerar is located. And they found a lot of good pasture land that was quiet and undisturbed. This had once belonged to the Hamites. But when Hezekiah was king of Judah, the descendants of Simeon attacked and forced the Hamites and Meunites off the land, then settled there. Sometime later, 500 men from the Simeon tribe went into Edom under the command of Pelatiah, Neariah, Raphaiah, and Uzziel, the sons of Ishi. They killed the last of the Amalekites and lived there from then on. The Descendants of Reuben. Chapter 5. Reuben was the oldest son of Jacob, but he lost his rights as the firstborn son because he slept with one of his father's wives. The honor of the firstborn son was then given to Joseph, even though it was the Judah tribe that became the most powerful and produced a leader. Reuben had four sons: Hanok, Pallu, Hezron, and Carmi. The descendants of Joel included Shemaiah, Gog, Shimei, Micah, Re'eah, Baal, and Beera, a leader of the Reuben tribe. Later, King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria took Beera away as prisoner. The family records also include Jeiel, who was a clan leader, Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, and grandson of Shema, of the Joel clan. They lived in the territory around the town of Aroer, as far north as Nebo and Baal-Meon, and as far east as the desert just west of the Euphrates River. They needed this much land because they owned too many cattle to keep them all in Gilead. When Saul was king, the Reuben tribe attacked and defeated the Hagrites, then took over their land east of Gilead. The descendants of Gad. The tribe of Gad lived in the region of Bashan, north of the Reuben tribe. Gad's territory extended all the way to the town of Salaca. Some of the clan leaders were Joel, Shapham, Janai, and Shaphat. Their relatives included Michael, Meshullam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Zaya, and Eber. They were all descendants of Abihail, whose family line went back through Huri, Jeroah, Gilead, Michael, Jeshishai, Jado, and Buz. Ahi, the son of Abdiel and the grandson of Gunai, was the leader of their clan. The people of Gad lived in the towns in the regions of Bashan and Gilead, as well as in the pasture land of Sharon. Their family records were written when Jotham was king of Judah and Jeroboam was king of Israel. The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh had 44,760 soldiers trained to fight in battle with shields, swords, bows, and arrows. They fought against the Hagrites and the tribes of Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. Whenever these soldiers went to war against their enemies, they prayed to God and trusted him to help. That's why the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh defeated the Hagrites and their allies. These Israelite tribes captured 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 people. Many of the Hagrites died in battle because God was fighting this battle against them. The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh lived in that territory until they were taken as prisoners to Assyria. The tribe of East Manasseh. East Manasseh was a large tribe, so its people settled in the northern region of Bashan, as far north as Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azrael, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel were their clan leaders. They were well-known leaders and brave soldiers. The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh are defeated. The people of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh were unfaithful to the God their ancestors had worshipped, and they started worshipping the gods of the nations that God had forced out of Canaan. So God sent King Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria to attack these Israelite tribes. The king led them away as prisoners to Assyria, and from then on, he forced them to live in Hela, Habor, Hara, and near the Gozan River.
The Descendants of Levi. Chapter 6. Levi was the father of Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Kohath was the father of Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Aziel. Amram was the father of Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. Aaron had four sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar's descendants included Phinehas, Abishua, Buckeye, Uzzi, Zerahiah, Meraioth, Amariah, Ahitub, Zadok, Ahimaaz, Azariah, Johanan, Azariah the priest who served in the temple built by King Solomon, Amariah, Ahitub, Zadok, Shalom, Hilkiah, Azariah, Seraiah, and Jehozadak. King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon took Jehozadak to Babylon as prisoner when the Lord let the people of Judah and Jerusalem be dragged from their land. Levi's three sons had sons of their own. Gershon was the father of Libni and Shimei. Kohath was the father of Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Aziel. Merari was the father of Mahlai and Mushi. These descendants of Levi each became leaders of their own clans. Gershon's descendants included Libni, Jahath, Zimah, Joah, Iddo, Zerah, and Jeatharai. Kohath's descendants included Aminadab, Korah, Aser, Elkanah, Ebiasaph, Aser, Tahath, Uriel, Uzziah, and Sheol. Elkanah was the father of Amasai and Ahimoth. Ahimoth's descendants included Elkanah, Zophai, Nahath, Eliab, Jeroham, and Elkanah. Samuel was the father of Joel and Abijah, born in that order. Merari's descendants included Mahlai, Libni, Shimei, Uzzah, Shimeah, Haggiah, and Asaiah. The Temple Musicians. After King David had the sacred chest moved to Jerusalem, he appointed musicians from the Levi tribe to be in charge of the music at the place of worship. These musicians served at the sacred tent and later at the Lord's temple that King Solomon built. Here is a list of these musicians and their family lines. Heman from the Kohathite clan was the director. His ancestors went all the way back to Jacob and included Joel, Samuel, Elkanah, Jeroham, Eliel, Toa, Zuf, Elkanah, Mahath, Amasai, Elkanah, Joel, Azariah, Zephaniah, Tahath, Aser, Ebiasaph, Korah, Izhar, Kohath, Levi. Asaph was Heman's relative and served as his assistant. Asaph's ancestors included Berechiah, Shimeah, Michael, Baaseah, Malchijah, Ethni, Zerah, Adaiah, Ethan, Zimah, Shimei, Jahath, Gershon, and Levi. Ethan was also Heman's relative and served as his assistant. Ethan belonged to the Merari clan, and his ancestors included Kishi, Abdi, Malak, Hashabiah, Amaziah, Hilkiah, Amzai, Bani, Shemer, Malai, Mushai, Merari, and Levi. The rest of the Levites were appointed to work at the sacred tent. The descendants of Aaron. Only Aaron and his descendants were allowed to offer sacrifices and incense on the two altars at the sacred tent. They were in charge of the most holy place and the ceremonies to forgive sins, just as God's servant Moses had commanded. Aaron's descendants included his son Eleazar, Phinehas, Abishua, Bukkai, Uzzi, Zerahiah, Meraioth, Amariah, Ahitub, Zadok, and Ahimaaz. The towns for the Levites. Aaron's descendants belonged to the Levite clan of Kohath, and they were the first group chosen to receive towns to live in. They received the town of Hebron in the territory of Judah and the pasture land around it. But the farmland and villages around Hebron were given to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So Aaron's descendants received the following safe towns and the pasture land around them: Hebron, Libna, Jatter, Eshtemoa, Hilon, Deber, Ashan, and Beth Shemesh. From the Benjamin tribe, they were given the towns of Geba, Alameth, and Anathoth, and the pasture land around them. 13 towns were given to Aaron's descendants. The rest of the Levite clan of Kohath received 10 towns from West Manasseh. The Levite clan of Gershon received 13 towns from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, Naphtali, and East Manasseh in Bashan. The Levite clan of Merari received 12 towns from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the people of Israel gave the Levites towns to live in and the pasture land around them. All the towns were chosen with the Lord's help, including those towns from the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin. Some of the families of the Kohath clan received their towns from the tribe of Ephraim. These families received the following safe towns and the pasture land around them: Shechem in the hill country, Gezer, Jokmeam, Beth-Horon, Ajalon, and Gath-Rimmon. And from West Manasseh they received Aner and Bileam, together with their pasture land. The Gershonite clan received two towns from the tribe of East Manasseh, Golan in Bashan, and Ashtaroth, including the pasture land around them. The Gershonites also received four towns from the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh, Daberoth, Ramoth, and Anem, including the pasture land around them. The Gershonites received four towns from the tribe of Asher: Meshal, Abdon, Hukok, and Rehob, including the pasture land around them. Finally, the Gershonites received three towns from the tribe of Naphtali: Kedesh in Galilee, Hammon, and Kiriathaim, including the pasture land around them. The rest of the Merari clan received the towns of Rimino and Tabor and their pasture land from the tribe of Zebulun. They also received four towns east of the Jordan River from the tribe of Reuben: Bezer in the flatlands, Jazah, Kedemoth, and Mephaath, including the pastures around them. And from the tribe of Gad, the Merarites received the towns of Ramoth in Gilead, Mahanaim, Heshbon, and Jazer, including the pasture land around them. The Descendants of Issachar. Chapter 7. Issachar was the father of four sons: Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. Tola was the father of Uzai, Raphaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel, who were all brave soldiers and family leaders in their clan. There were 22,600 people in Tola's family by the time David became king. Uzai was the father of Izrahiah and the grandfather of Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Isaiah, who were also family leaders. Their families were so large that they had 36,000 soldiers in their clans. In fact, according to family records, the tribe of Issachar had a total of 87,000 warriors. The Descendants of Benjamin and Dan. Benjamin was the father of three sons: Bela,